Malka. Good evening.
Good evening.
Randallus. Good evening.
Good evening. So we are in section 42 of Parashat Noach, and we're at verse 345. And then we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'reichu ishkin tebit hiluur himud hiluud hiluur himud. Li'akta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu fenenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu fenenehu. V'na'ase la'anu shem atar da'yehelan v'dachala v'lachara u'nivne la'atar da'ir u'magdal la'malan v'salka le'ela Tila nekol v'at hana'a mina ha'haka atar metakina v'nase lanu shem dachala lemiflach taman tan nahutz ledargin acharanim Benit badar l'sitre alma sitre Torah. And let us make us a name. This place shall be Elohim for us, referring to the place of the Klipot, and not say other. The words build us a city and tower indicate that they plan to draw down Hachma and Bina of the Klipot, which are called a city and a tower. Why should we climb up and draw the light from here upward when we are unable to enjoy anything that is above? Here we have found a vantage point from which to draw downward, and we shall make us a name. An Elohim to worship here, lest we be scattered abroad to the other levels and to all four corners of the world. Questions,
yes.
Comments, thoughts. This verse is marked Sitre Torah, the last two words in the Aramaic, but it's not translated that way. So, questions, comments, or thoughts?
Were they describing that they were in a place that they could draw down the light of Hachma and Bina due to the Tzaddikim? They knew they were there, and did they change some letters to draw down an Elohim that's in that judgment?
Yes.
So
when you draw down light, when you draw direct light, it's judgmental.
Uh-huh.
If you have a vessel, it's wonderful because you get immediate payment, immediate cause and effect on your actions. That's judgment. So if you do a positive action, you're going to get positivity immediately. It's like the phrase at the beginning of the Torah. God said, let there be light, and there was light. There was no process. The words came out, and the thing manifested. There was no process of I gotta go hire an architect, I gotta arrange a mortgage. There was no process. It just happened. That's Elohim. That's judgment. And here we see their desire was to draw down light directly from the upper worlds. There was no reason for them to go up and bring the light to the upper, to an upper world. They wanted it immediately in their world. They wanted it brought down. That's what the verse is hinting at. That's what it's saying. And they were saying, we want direct light. We want the Elohim. We want the judgment. We don't want to have to go through this process that we have to go through, where you draw the light down and it kicks it back up as returning light, and only then do you receive the benefit of that light. That's our world. That's the world of tikkun, the world of correction. They were saying, we don't want to go through that process. We just want the direct light. Give us the light.
They want instant gratification.
Exactly. Instant gratification. The what we have in our world today.
Right.
Nobody wants to leave. Nobody wants to wait. They want to get it right.
Right.
Should I go on to 346?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, sir.
Okay. So I'm going on to 346. Kum tura seharmana mimalan belashon hakodesh demem heishin ishtemodan beya belahawo mimalin belishan achara begin kach Kiti biata lo yibatzer mehem wigomer se'il male mishta'al Selishan achara temalake ilae lahawo ishtamodan be'yan agara Ashivu deinun Kashvin lemebad begin de ovada de shedin Lavi hu ela viraga Hadaladazu bene anashia anasha Vilayatir. The builders of the city and the tower spoke only the holy language, Hebrew, known to the ministering angels. That is why it is written, and now nothing will be withheld from them. Had they spoken a different language, one unknown to the supernal angels, they would not have succeeded in carrying out their plan, for the actions of demons do not last for long. Only long enough for human beings to see, and not longer. Questions, comments, thoughts?
The Hebrew language has, because the angels know they can pass judgment. And they can pass goodness both on both right and left sides. I thought that's what that right. So that's why they received the judgment. But if the Aramaic, that's a different language than the angels could not understand. So that language only brought the the goodness, right, the Aramaic, so that they wouldn't, if they would have done that, they wouldn't have gotten the judgment. So I guess what you're saying, I guess what the Porsche's saying is that they wanted both good and they wanted the good and the evil to come upon them for self, for their own self, so that they, like I say, self gratification, they could get it quickly and not go through the actions to of waiting. So is that my understanding? Is that kind of in the right direction about the Hebrew versus Aramaic?
Except for at that time, they only spoke English, Hebrew. There was
right.
no Aramaic language.
Right.
It was only after the languages were confused that Aramaic was created.
Okay. So they didn't have a choice in the language because it was just Hebrew.
They had to receive whatever they were going to receive.
Okay.
But they also judged themselves to be righteous. So who would think
mm-hmm.
that if I'm righteous, why would I be worried about getting the judgment?
And this is the generation of, which generation are we speaking of?
The generation of the Tower of Babel.
Is it like the generation, is there a value to that generation?
They were the 10th generation after the flood.
Okay.
Verse 347. Dargin Elaim Kol Had V'Had Al Bur Yayayo Bur Yaya V'Lait Chalak Lach L'Ho Darga Ugin Kach Ketiv Udvarim Achadim Ugin Kach It yachatu itabisha itav hachmeta diktiv hava navne lanu ir gedal. And what end of one speech indicates that they were familiar with the levels on high. They confuse no level with another. It says, and of one speech, because the levels were as clear to them as one speech. They had no problem in knowing them, but they took bad advice, the advice of Chokmah. Therefore it is written, come, let us build us a city and a tower, referring to the Chokmah of the Klipah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So there was wisdom, but there was not understanding because Bina and Chokmah and Bina are always unified. So with wisdom, you have to have the understanding that and evidently, this is what brought judgment on them.
There's no mention of chasadim.
Right.
The light of chasadim has to veil the light of wisdom, or it's too strong. It's that's what was missing, was the light of Chasadim.
Okay. Mercy. Love and kindness.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Without that, you don't get, you only get strict judgments.
Right. That's why the light was so intense.
Correct.
Okay. And okay. Wow. And I can see where they thought they were so righteous that they could handle it, but they missed the component, which is, you know, loving kindness. And, you know, they knew the language. I wonder why they did not consider that. Or
I think you'll find out as we read on.
Okay.
Kola biraza dehachmetahu uva'ol itakfa be'ara sitra achara umaflach pulchana deleya begin dehawod yadim vehakol dinim ishin mitaman nachatim lealmin uvayim lizhuye Darga Dikacha. Questions, comments, thoughts.
You didn't do the English.
I apologize.
It's okay.
All was according to the secret of wisdom. They planned to strengthen the power of the other side in the world and worship it because they knew that all evil judgments descend from there to the world. In so doing, they hoped to drive away the level of holiness. Questions, comments, thoughts?
You know, that kind of, see, that's the way the negative system works. They think that they're untouchable. And after being under Nimrod for so long, their wisdom was clouded to where they thought they were above everything and anything.
That is correct.
They want to be God.
Any specific questions on this verse?
Well, I think we mentioned it in the very first part that they wanted to be above God, and that's what they were trying to do, take over the world, per se, and be more
right.
Powerful, they thought, than the Creator.
Correct.
They wanted total darkness to be in control.
Right, correct.
So they're right. Can do one more bit. Not...
Go ahead.
So their righteousness, as we think of righteousness, was not what they were.
They were confusing the right and the left.
Right.
verse 349. Irhuma Nigdal Dahakmata Ila Ahawo Yade Bishma Karisha Laitaka Fiara Ila Beir Umigdal Ir Dikti Ir David Hayo Sion Ligomer Bigdal Dakti Dikti Kamigdal David Sivarach Behachach Mata Avadu Lemae Heve Shaltana Defitra Achara Diara Tidach Yayo Adon Koharet Meatreya Umechebre Dira Lesitra Ada Achara Biara. A city and a tower relate to the supernal Chokmah. They knew that the holy name Malchut is only strengthened on earth by a city and a tower. A city is required, as it says, the city of David, which is Zion. And a tower, as it says, your neck is like the tower of David. That is, the holy name, which is the kingdom of David, is also called a city and a tower. These names suggest Malchut drawing down Chokmah. They also acted upon the wisdom of the other side in order to establish its dominion on earth, which is the opposing power of Malchut. They wanted it to dwell They wanted it to drive Malchut, called the master of all the earth, from its place. Questions, comments, thoughts?
You know, Hashem mixed up the languages, because they were drawing down this intensity of Malchut, of Chokmah, without, I'm just kind of reviewing, without loving kindness. And he knew that the strength of the negative side was intensifying. And so he saw that there... desires were going to bring down that, I guess, goes back like Adam and Eve, where they were shunned from the garden, you know, because if they would have eaten, if they would have continued to stay in the garden, they would have, the negative side would have taken over because of the intensity of the unity of the people coming together as one and bringing down the strong.
The unity of the people, Hashem said, look, I can break up the unity of the people, but if I don't, this is really what I want. I want people to be unified, but not looking to get negative things, but to do positive things.
Right.
So I want the unity, so I'm going to leave the unity in place, but bring it to a smaller level.
Right. Kind of fracture it like the vessels did, fractured, you know, into many different sparks. And
correct.
And then and the end result is to bring it all back together in a righteous way, in a loving, righteous way, as he originally wanted to create, that he created in the beginning. in the creation.
Exactly. Exactly. You wanted everybody to go back to the level before
the sin,
before the expulsion in from into the physical world.
Right. Okay. It's coming together for me, the city and the tower. And I can see where they got that concept with the, you know, David, the city of David and his tower, you know, because he was great,
right.
You know, in his kingdom. So they brought all of that knowledge or that wisdom, we should say, you know, with them and just and manifest it, but in the wrong way.
Correct. So we're out of time. So we'll pick it up, I guess, next week on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom. Good night.
There's a Zohar class at 7 tonight and a Psalms class at 7 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.